My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, like I said, an amazing weekend of sports, and I pretty much watched politics all weekend. So, we will try to keep people updated, and we'll start out. Mitch, do the honors.
Lima likes.
I have to say, having the British Open, the Open Championship, in the background all weekend long was quite the experience. Although I should say,
Lima no likes.
There you go. We got it in there. Saturday, the conditions were so miserable that it was basically unwatchable.
But when are the conditions at the British Open optimal?
Joe, you couldn't even see the ball. You couldn't even see who was golfing on Saturday. Now, yesterday, it was pretty pristine, and that's why Xander Schauffele was able to finish with 9 under par. Do you know what they get paid? The winner of the British Open gets paid, Daryl?
At least 7 figures.
Yeah. That feels like they eclipsed that a long time ago. $3.1 million payday for Xander Schauffele, who also won the PGA Championship.
After taxes, it's only $1.5 million.
Depends who the president is, Daryl. Pretty amazing, though, right? 4 days to win $3.1 million. Like, I always laugh because I think they get paid more than any of the other tournament champions. I think that is the highest in the purse overall. Royal and Ancient, taking care of their golfers. Daryl, people worried about the sport of golf? Go ahead, Mitch.
Actually, the U.S. Open
had
the largest...
Am I about to get well actually by Mitch?
The largest prize. DeChambeau won just over $4 million this year. Yeah.
All I hear is how golf has plateaued. Nobody is into golf the way it was when Tiger Woods was here. Where are they coming up with these paydays?
Don't the LIV golfers get that for winning their tournaments now with all that Saudi money?
That's the thing. They don't even have to win. The LIV golfers just get it to show up.
I think they just get it for breathing at this point. $3 million after with each breath.
And that money's not drying up anytime soon.
Nope.
You know, it used to be I'd watch the majors just to see Tiger and Phil. Tiger, I mean, he was horrendous. Did he even finish the first 2 days? Because like John Daly made it one day and that was it for John Daly. I think John Daly just comes to your town to sell merch. He's like a touring stand-up comedian.
I think Tiger just needs to hang it up.
14 over.
So he did complete.
Yes.
The first 2 days. All right. He didn't quit. That's good to see. Not everybody can make it to the finish line these days, apparently. Moving on.
Lima likes.
Hey, how about the Cavaliers and their summer league team? I don't care about wins and losses in summer league. Dale, did you watch much in the way of summer league?
No.
You did not watch?
No.
The Cavs draft pick Jalen Tyson, whose final 2 games, 44 points, 15 and 19 from the field.
Did they win the summer league again?
No, they did not.
Last year they won the summer league and they gave out championship rings for winning the summer league.
Listen, 16 rebounds, 12 assists. Could the 20th overall pick be an absolute steal by Kobe Altman based on summer league performance, Jalen
Tyson?
Well,
he's certainly averaging more than Bronny James did summer league.
What do you got to take your shots? Why don't you celebrate a very nice story, Daryl? You have
it's
to come in
story.
Here with your negativity, and you have to come in here with your I told you so's about what is one of the great American sports tales.
Don't call me dangerous for nothing.
Come on, Daryl. Speaking of, by the way,
Lima likes.
LeBron James. You knew he would make it. You mentioned his son. How about LeBron? Still to this point, the best guy on Team USA, apparently, needing a game-winning layup to squeak by Southern Sudan. Do we need to go over the roster of Southern Sudan?
I didn't even know they had a team.
Luol Deng. They have a team thanks to him. Former Cavalier great, Luol Deng. Do you remember the Luol Deng experience here in Cleveland, Daryl?
I do remember it, and it was a forgettable experience at the same time.
I'll tell you what was not a forgettable experience again over the weekend.
Lima likes.
The WNBA All-Star Game. Daryl, I watched some of this. I have never seen more competition in an exhibition in my life than what I saw at the WNBA All-Star Game.
The NBA could take some notes.
They could, because they were defending Caitlin Clark the minute she got onto the floor. They were bodying her up. Kelsey Plum giving her the full 90 feet man-to-man, woman-to-woman defense. Yesterday, Daryl, it was a sight to be seen. She did have 9 assists. She struggled from the field. But the storyline was that, you remember Caitlin Clark snubbed from the Olympic team?
Yeah.
Well, they beat the Olympic team. The WNBA All-Stars beat the Olympic team. Your thoughts?
Maybe the WNBA All-Stars should be the Olympic team.
Now, that they'd have more eyeballs. If they put Caitlin Clark in that game, she might not be, you know, fit for that tournament right now, but there'd be more eyeballs.
Is it a hot take for me to say that I don't have as much of a problem with Caitlin Clark being left off the women's Olympic team this time around? I don't have a problem with her having to, as they like to say, earn her way onto it.
No, that's fine. You could say that. I could tell you that there were a bunch of...
Now next go round, yes, she should be included, absolutely.
There's a bunch of TV executives who are probably not thrilled. They should put her on the call. Put her on the pregame, halftime, postgame. They have to have her be a part of this. Now, there have been some injuries, so
Peacock is having all kinds of personalities on their Olympic coverage. I'm sure they can find a spot for her.
I know. I know, Daryl, you missed the days of the triple cast. And what has happened to
Lima No Likes,
our once much ballyhooed, our once revered Major League Baseball Hall of Fame? Did you even know they had their inductions over the weekend?
I honestly didn't realize that this was induction weekend.
Can you name one of the... 2 second trivia, Daryl. Can you name one of the individuals that was inducted into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown?
Give me 3 seconds to Google it and I can tell you.
Mitch?
Adrian Beltre.
Are you looking down? You're looking down. Look at me.
I have my notes. Adrian Beltre, Joe Mauer, Todd Helton, Jim Leland.
Is Jim Leland despised here by Guardians fans that do not really care?
I don't think they care.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think they care.
Craig
Council, different story.
Okay, well, that's what I was going to ask, just for the sake of the rivalry. I remember I caught up with when we had the All-Star festivities here. I did a one-on-one with Leland, and he kind of sauntered in during this interview. Like, he's like, I know I'm hated here. And I'm like, I don't know. We do pick and choose.
I think Jose Mesa's hated more than Jim Leland is.
You know what? That's probably true. That's probably true. That's sad, though. Is it not?
It's very sad, but I mean, I think that's the reality. No, I don't think that Guardians fans have a big axe to grind.
But see, I was going to ask you, like, Dan Reeves Ernest Biner, but Ernest Biner has made amends, right?
Yeah, I mean,
with people here in Cleveland.
Hey, Jim Leland used to manage the Pittsburgh Pirates in the Killer Bee days of Bonds and Bonilla.
Still smoking cigarettes in the clubhouse, right there in the dugout.
Hey, look, I'm old enough to remember walking into a manager's office where they're burning half a pack and they got a 12-pack on the desk and they're 6 in before they even begin their post-game press conference.
Yeah, real quick,
Lima Likes.
I'll just throw this in here. the voice of the individual responsible for Lima Likes, that production put together years ago, Josh Potter, former employee at 92.3 The Fan. He is now a paid regular at the Comedy Store. Happened this weekend.
Good
that
for
was
him.
Cool. I sent him a nice text. He didn't big time me. He's big time me before. He did not big time me now. So congratulations. Very
congratulations,
funny man,
Josh
Potter. I was on his podcast before the debut. He's not asked me back. He has like real comedians on. That's it for Lima Likes. When we come back. All right. Daryl is here. It's perfect that Daryl Ryder is in for Kent Carmen because it is a big football week. But somebody who could be absent during that big football week, we'll talk about that and whether fans still hold it against a player for holding out. It's all straight ahead here on Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.